This is Senator Al Simpson. When one government agency butts hard heads with another government agency, which one should win out? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the California government recently wound up in a situation where the right hand surely didn't know what the left hand was doing. While law enforcement agencies have been busy busting drug dealers and confiscating tons of cocaine, another state agency goes bonkers and declares cocaine a toxic waste. So now they won't allow the cops to burn the illegal powder, something they've been doing for years. Ted, this tragic comic situation has become so confusing it sounds like you dreamed it up yourself. Instead of destroying the drug, it simply piles up while California scratches its dome as to what it should do next. Ted, this is another nice example of why all laws need flexibility, good brains, and common sense. Are you listening? Ever?
Al, I know that problem makes your anti-environment reflex twitch, but California authorities aren't losing significant sleep over it, and you shouldn't either. Because of California's massive air pollution, the state has some of the strictest environmental laws in the nation. Incinerating cocaine has technically been banned since 1989. The issue came up when a local police department asked state health officials how to dispose of cocaine they'd seized. The state ruled in that case that the drug was too toxic to be shipped to the local incinerator. But most police departments in California didn't learn of the ruling until a few weeks ago, when the press discovered the old decision and began making inquiries. State health officials now say incineration under proper precautions may still be possible. Their chief concern was that seized drugs were being recklessly burned in 55-gallon drums in open fields. Even old anti-environment Simpson should get burned up about that. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.